We have been calling Barack Obama the first black president. But the truth is that long before Barack Obama was born, there was another African-American man known as the president. Lester Young was called the president of jazz, or simply the Prez. In the 1930s, Young led a revolution on the tenor saxophone that influenced generations. Lester Young was born 100 years ago today. From New York, Tom Vitale has this appreciation.
In the winter of 1959, a French photographer interviewed Lester Young in his Paris hotel room and made the only known recording of Young's voice 2 months before the saxophonist died. The photographer's name has been forgotten. The recording has been passed from jazz fan to jazz fan. In it, Young said that even though he became famous with the Count Basie Orchestra, he didn't like big bands. Sweetness is what Lester Young was all about. When he started to gain attention, the dominant style of the day was the aggressive, hard-driving saxophone of Coleman Hawkins. But Lester Young played in the upper range of his tenor, in a lyrical, relaxed style.
He had this wonderful sensitivity and taste. Never played a tasteless note in his life.
Dan Morgenstern wrote the book Living in Jazz. He met Lester Young in 1958 and says the saxophonist always told a story in his solos in an original way.
He had this floating style, you know, where he would float above the rhythm. He would come in on a solo and he would announce himself with a boot, buddy, doodle, and he was like an acrobat, you know, and at the same time, his melodic imagination was so marvelous. Combination of rhythm and melody, nobody else quite ever had that.
Lester Young was an original in other ways. Rather than holding his saxophone vertically, he held it high and to the right at a 45-degree angle. He wore a pork pie hat and moccasins. And he had a flair for language. He said he had big eyes for the things he liked. He nicknamed Billie Holiday Lady Day. He called women's feet in open-toed shoes nice biscuits. He made up new words. Young's cachet among hipsters led to his popularizing now common words. Everyone started using the word cool after they heard Prez say it, according to jazz historian Phil Schaap.
But the one that really makes the most sense is you call up Lester Young for a gig, he'd say, okay, how does the bread smell? So he used bread for money for the first time.
He's only human if he's to be had.
Lester Willis Young was born in Woodville, Mississippi on August 27, 1909. His father, Willis, played several instruments and taught all of his children to play. When he was 18, Lester left the family vaudeville band and moved west, ending up in Kansas City with Count Basie. By the time World War II started, he was a jazz star. So he expected his military service would be spent entertaining the troops, like the white musicians in the bands of Glenn Miller and Artie Shaw. But the government drafted Young into the regular army.
He was just another soldier, and he was going to do what they told him to do, and he refused.
Drummer Jerry Potter was stationed at Fort McClellan, Alabama, in the fall fall of 1944 when Lester Young arrived for basic training. 35 years later, Potter recalled that Young didn't want to cut his hair, didn't want to sleep in a barracks, and refused to wear army boots.
Didn't need basic training because he was never going to fire a gun. You see, that's another thing. He never wanted to fire a rifle either. I don't want to kill anyone. I want to play him, make him happy.
Lester Young was court-martialed for using marijuana. He spent most of 1945 in a detention barracks. The experience was traumatic, and it inspired Young's composition, DB Blues. Young drank heavily for the rest of his life. Nevertheless, he continued to tour and record a lot. Some critics say his playing was never as strong after the war, but others argue that his ballads had more emotional power. Throughout his life, Young struggled with racism, from the Jim Crow his family faced in the 1920s to the way he felt about how the Army treated him.
They want everybody who is a Negro to be Uncle Tom, Uncle Remus, or Uncle Sam, and I can't make it. Well, it's the same way all over, you dig. Just fight for your life, that's all. Until death do we part.
Lester Young is said to have drunk himself to death on his final tour of Paris in the winter of 1959. He died when he was just 49 years old, yet his spare, lyrical sound inspired everyone, from the frenetic beboppers to the cool jazz players. But his greatest legacy is the stories preserved in his solos. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skip.